Blog Talk Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are gods, some hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, thinking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual on a suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Draped in metal and fiber optic. We're mercenaries paid to trade hot stocks for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hot knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers and colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless. With no conscience. Back streets stay darkened. For unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened. Like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet. And if you choose to eat, you could lose your teeth. Many crews retreat. Nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages. NASDAQ averages. My narrative rules to explain its existence. Amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she blessed sunshine. Breathe in. Inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. Smoke, we chase the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing. Chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath. Sitting on initial steps, we stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another. And ghetto birds will ward us forth from the hydrants to the gutters. The beast walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken. Taking in plungers. Plunging to death that's painted by the numbers will crawl under fly pressure. Cats is playing God for having children by a lesser baby mother. But okay, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pulled when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline.
Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine.
Breathe in.
Inhale vapors from bright stars to shine.
Breathe out.
Green smoke retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient mating call.
I can't take it, y'all.
I can feel the city breathing. Just heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt the spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotion, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed seven steps to heaven. They held waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of a cold war, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Slap by the window with a clutch dome, listening to shorty cuss long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong. Tried to call or at least speak the Lord, but didn't have a touch tone. The dog and dog world, you got a must own. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the checks, creating plush homes. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he thought traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been past downtown. I heard the city breathing to sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. I heard my man breathing to sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine.
Breathe out.
Smoke retrace the skyline. You heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing.
Peace. Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say a little something to the family.
Peace, peace, family. How's everybody doing? Hope y'all out there winning, because we are.
We stay winning.
Facts. All day, every day, every day.
Yes, yes, we are family. Yes. So we want to thank you for tuning in to Twin Flame Radio. Tonight we have a great show lined up for you. Every show is a great show, but tonight we have a special guest, Mr. S. I. Lee Myers himself.
AKA. AKA.
Allah in the flesh. AKA. My personal mentor. AKA. The challenger. AKA, we can go AKA the whole show.
We can call AKA for hours. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And this is a special show for us because Ali is fam. So it feels good to have fam on board and to support him and, you know, help him promote his book and everything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, the book doesn't need supporting, but it's good to have fam back you up.
Want to show the God love, man.
Most definitely, because he's always showing us love.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into that, we're going to do like we always do every show, give a rundown of a little time with us, what we do and what we've done and all that fun stuff. So, Chris, you want to start the family out? What did we do this weekend?
Sure. After work, we went shopping.
We did go shopping. Yeah.
We went to a bunch of stores and just bought stuff.
We just bought stuff. I think we went in there looking for a Buddha statue. We saw this Buddha statue earlier in the week, and we were like, yeah, we're going to go back and get that.
We already got like 40.
Yeah, we do. But
we ended up buying a Buddha picture.
We found this big, beautiful, magnificent Buddha picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it like takes up the whole wall. It's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
You cannot.
Have the statue. We couldn't find the statue. Someone else has snatched it.
Mm-hmm.
But we get something better.
You cannot not smile when you walk by this thing.
I dare you. If you don't, get out.
Get out. Get out.
We don't want you here.
You're no longer welcome.
Yeah, we went shopping, and that was pretty much it. We came home.
Yeah, we came home Friday. Didn't
do
much.
We did some Netflix and chill.
We did some Netflix and chill.
You know.
And upgraded my Fire Stick.
Oh, yeah. You guys did.
Shout out to Lil D.
Devin was the one who gave us the hookup on the Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yesterday.
I kicked it with my niece and nephew all day.
Oh, we was with my mom Friday. We forgot
about
that.
Oh, we did go to your mom. Yeah, we did take care of Carol.
We shopped Thursday, I think.
Was it?
I think it was Thursday because we was with my mom Friday night.
We was with your mom all day Friday night.
We was with her all night Friday night. We went and took her out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Yes, we did. Can't forget about my mama.
But Saturday, I took my mom and my niece and nephew out to dinner.
Yeah.
I got everybody everything they wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took my niece and nephew out. We went for ice cream. I went to Walmart and I asked them what they wanted, gave them everything they wanted. Came home, watched Spider-Man 3, 4, 5, one of them Spider-Man, the latest one.
Yeah.
And they all fell asleep and I took their little butts home.
And while you were doing that, me and Devin had a mommy daughter day.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I treated her to breakfast.
Yeah.
We had some delicious Crackle Barrel, one of our favorite places. I got her to try the hash brown casserole, which she has never tried. This is her first time trying it. She never wanted to try it. She thought it was going to be disgusting, and she ended up loving it. You're welcome. And then for dinner, she treated me.
Yes, she did.
So she paid it forward.
Mm-hmm. And today is our first day on our new health kick.
Yes, because we fell off, family. We fell off. We fell in the dirt face first.
with our hands tied and to our feet, breathing in dust.
Breathing in cookies.
Breathing in cookies. Donuts. We've been getting blessed with free stuff at work. They keep bringing in donuts. They put them in my cube. Like, yeah, Christopher, it says no one sits by you. Do you mind putting the donuts here? Yeah, I don't mind smelling these delectable treats all day. I'm trying not to eat them. That too. I'm weak. Donuts is like my crystal, kryptonite.
Donuts are your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Donuts are your kryptonite.
I don't even like to look at graders. You know what I mean? When I drive, I always blink a little longer. I can't do it. But that's my challenge.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not going to fail again.
That's right. So October 1st, we're starting fresh. We're doing it again.
I did 3 sit-ups this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was before you got up.
Oh, you only did 3.
I only did 3. I'm starting out light. I'm doing 1 extra every day. Tomorrow, 4. After that, 5. Then 6.
You're
so good. I'm serious. People hurt themselves with them sit-ups. Not me.
Yeah, I know. Those sit-ups ain't no joke. But yeah, that's pretty much what we did. So we're going to go ahead and get this show started so we can get this week started out and do what we do.
That's right.
So you want to go ahead and bring the God on?
Let's bring the God on.
All right. Ali Myers, we're about to bring you on. Peace, peace, fam.
Yo, peace. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, we hear you loud and clear, bro.
Yep. Hey, peace to the fam. Peace to the world. Glad to be on. Like y'all said, man, it's weird. It's the first real time, like, you know, I was on the Moria show. That's fam. I know her, but I really know y'all. Like, we kicking great bread, so this is the first time. So this is my man, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
It's weird that the roles are reversed. You usually bring us on.
Yeah, that's the beautiful, and that's the beautiful thing, man. Like, that's why I said first time I met y'all, like, when I see people really living their path, like gaining light and doing these thugs, this as I put it, really out here doing that work, it's a beautiful thing. And I got to bear witness that with y'all, you know? And now I'm on your show. Well, when I met y'all, y'all didn't have a show, you know? And I remember the first time y'all did a show, I called in and I said, I hope the world is paying attention. You're seeing something special going on. And, you know, y'all fulfill my prophecy.
Facts. 46 shows later, we're still here.
Yes,
hey, how many?
46.
Wow, that's monumental, bro. Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
So I do have one question, man. Who is Ali? For the listeners that don't know who Ali is, who are you?
Man, that's one of those complex questions that people have an established answer for. Like, my automatic response is I'm a spiritual teacher, quote unquote. But if you were to ask me for real, what am I? I would honestly say I'm a being. I be whatever I'm supposed to be. You know, I know we're talking about purpose and amongst other things, and that's all about being like dealing with your purpose. It's like one minute you may be the great parent. The next minute, you may be a great worker. Next minute, you may be great at dealing with your fitness. But throughout the course of your life, you have different things you focus on. So when you kind of don't put so much of a label, like a concrete label on it, and you be like, I'm a being, you're going to be whatever you need to be at any given moment. So that's, I mean, a simple answer, I'm a being, for real, like everyone else. But the thing I do is try my best to detach myself from labels, you know? I mean, y'all know that, know me personally, but that's one of the things that's helped me, I want to say, propel, is not really identifying with labels. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not spiritualist. I'm not Muslim. You know, I'm just a being. I'll be whatever I need to be at any given moment.
You know, a lot of people look at you and they think like, man, how can I get on his level? You know, he's doing all this. God, I mean, they get overwhelmed spiritually. So who are some people that inspired you to be who you are, the being that you are?
Yeah, this is a very simple answer. I've been drumming this beat for years now. If you go back and listen to all my public works, I've only promoted two people, and that's on purpose. And I'll talk about that a little bit after I lay it out. But the two main people that have influenced me tremendously, as far as people that the world would know, besides like family members, the first one was Dr. Mitchell Gibson, Master Gibson, Tyro.com. And the second one is Brother Panic, OccultLectures.com. Those are two pretty popular spiritual teachers at this point, and they're completely different if you listen to them on a surface level. But if you go beyond the surface, they have a lot of common themes. And I identify with them amongst other people. I had other people that influenced me that, you know, I recognized the light and they dropped jewels and all that good stuff. But when it came to who I took to heart, there was only two people. And the reason I stress that is because a lot of people are following, they got like 20 teachers that they resonate with. So one teacher says one thing, another teacher says another thing, and it conflicts with what they're doing or whatever. So they become confused, you know? And I'm telling you, if you're following so many people and they're having conflicting information, that's because you're spreading your energy too far thin. So what I always recommend is what I did is I rocked with two people, and when I didn't have the answer on myself, because we don't have all the answers at any given time, you know, until we have that experience. But what I noticed was the things I have in the spirit, Brother Panic or Dr. Gibson experienced and talked about it. Therefore, I was able to rely on the outside source or whatever. So then I began to, you know what I mean, begin to, you know, implement the teachers. Then I had the experiences on my own. But those were the two people, Master Gibson and Brother Panic.
Okay. Now, I really want to get into this Now Purpose Manual because...
Yes.
It's legendary, man. Like I said, you have a way with just making people want to do work.
A.K.A. Mr. Call to Action.
Mr. Call to Action. I mean, and one recurring thing I noticed in the book is that you teach the reader to point their spiritual finger within over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing outside of yourself can help you determine your now purpose. So... Who helped you find your now purpose?
Dang, bro. That's deep. Honestly, I would say, I say this a lot. Let me start like this. I say this a lot because this is one of the things that helped tremendously. I recognized that the universe was guiding me. I couldn't put a name on it. I couldn't say that's Tahuti, Oshun, or the ancestor or anything. I just recognized that the universe was speaking to me through signs and synchronicities. Signs and synchronicities. I recognized that soon when I first woke up years ago. So once that happened, you know, I got led to libraries, led to books, led to different modalities, mainly meditation, numerology, altar work, stuff like that. But then when I started really connecting to, like, my external guidance, mainly Dr. Gibson and Brother Panic, then I started really getting the defined practices together. That's when I got really serious about my altar work and stuff like that. So what helped me define my purpose was actually putting in work. And I share kind of like the same sentiment that Brother Panic says, is like, I just wanted to do work. I didn't want to teach nobody. I didn't want to drop jewels. I didn't want to look smart. I didn't want to go on Facebook and be popular. I didn't want none of that. I just wanted to gain light. I recognized that the spiritual path was improving me on a personal level, and I wanted more of it, you know? It's really simple. I just wanted to be a better person, quote-unquote. Once I started to do that, I got to a point where I accumulated a lot of information. At this point, I had a lot of experience, a lot of supernatural experiences. And I got to a point where I felt full. It was like I couldn't study nothing. I couldn't watch anything. I couldn't learn anything. It was like I have no more realm. You know what I mean? No more realm access memory. You feel me? You know what I mean? There was nothing left in me. Like the God was tapped out or whatever. So I heard the Spirit said, it's time for you to share some of this information. So I erected a website. I think it was something about truth. God was low-key on some conspiracy theories, hard body. And it had something to do with finding truth or something like that. So I put up a little website, and I started clipping stuff on there, articles I found, mostly a lot of health-related stuff and a lot of look what they're doing to us type stuff or whatever. And after that, you know, one thing led to another. That turned to another website that a lot of people that found me earlier know about, thirdeyeactivation.com. And that's where I really started to set a mark. That's where my articles started getting a lot of shares and all that good stuff humans like to get, likes and comments and all that stuff or whatever. And then people started saying that their lives were improving based on information, you know. That's how I started. Wanted to learn and grow, and then I got to a point where I started sharing. Then the spirit guided me on where to share and what information to share.
And you do that well. You do that well. One thing I admire about your ability to share is it's like in layman's terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm on a block with my homies, and we just talking. And it's like the information is really receptive to me. It's refreshing. I don't have to think outside the box too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a close-ended statement. Do work. You know what I mean? And I think people love that about you, man. It resonates with everybody on all facets of their spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced altar work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I want to speak on that too, man, because that's coming up a lot now. And it wasn't always that easy, for real, for real. Even if you go back into, like, the old Mind Right Radio, it was a point where I was using a lot of scientific jargon, a lot of vernacular that was more doctorate and scientific or whatever. I thought you had to sound a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Then one of the people I look up to, Dr. Gibson, is a, you know, a master and a doctor. He's a very professional human being. So for a while, I thought I had to be super professional, you know? But when I started to really come into my own and I really knew what I was talking about, where I feel like I didn't have to prove anything to anybody, that's why I started to relax and started to be myself. And I started talking like I talk to regular people. Therefore, if you hear me on YouTube and see me on the blog, you won't see the same character. You feel me? I ain't got to switch up nothing, you know? And the plus degree to that, too, is I'm big on, there's like a lot of static different ones.
Okay, we hear you fine now.
Okay. And the last thing to that is like I'm big on remaining true to myself and not forgetting where I came from. You know, I share the same story with Chris. I grew up in the hood. 14th in Baltimore, Middletown, Ohio, you know, and I pride myself in being able to go back to my neighborhood and be the same person, you know. Somebody be like, they see me on YouTube, but they still see me, you know, around their way with us. You know, I'm the same person as they see me.
You know, that's something that helped me on my path, too, because I thought that I had to be a little bit more serious with my delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a jovial dude by nature. You know, everything I do got like a little funny twang to it. And people tell me they love that about me. It, by them laughing, it opens them up to receive the message that I give them. I like to be funny and then slip something deep, something spiritual while you're open. So I'm going to, you know, you've helped me be me. And I'm good at being me. So I'm going to rock with that.
You
That's
know,
real.
One of the things
That's
I
real.
Like about you, Colin, is that like you said, you come from this level of realness, and you're able to reach people that normally people don't target to reach. People are trying to reach people who are of a certain status, who are of a certain financial income, who have established themselves in a certain way, and you reach people across the board. But you do it in a way where it's like you're being real, but you drop such big jewels, such, you know, big bombs where you're making people think like, wow, you know, that was deep. Wow, okay, it was just this. It's this easy. All I have to do is this. And you come across in a hood intelligent way.
Yeah.
We joke a lot and say, that Ali is so hood, but he's such an intellectual.
Yeah.
He's such an intellectual hood.
I'm still one of his words, the ghetto old show.
Ghetto show.
Hey, that's juice. That's juice. That's him all day. Hey, for real though, there is a downside to that. You know what I mean? Everything, I deal with polarity, man. Everything ain't peachy. Y'all know me. I don't deal with everything's peace, love, and light. There's dark, ugly, and evil as well. It's all balance. It's all one. Once you get past that, then you begin to see that everything is connected. It really ain't no good and bad and left or right and all that good stuff. But on the surface level, it does play against me in a sense, because some people won't take me seriously because they're looking for someone to look a certain way, dress a certain way, talk a certain, you know what I mean? So that throws off people as well. And that's intentional as well, too, because for real, I don't want to deal with people like that. I don't want to deal with people that play the devil Monday through Friday, but then on Sunday want to play God. You feel me? Like, who you are. You know what I mean? If you curse, curse. If you drink, drink. You smoke, smoke. Like, you ain't got to switch it up or whatever. It doesn't change your light. And I see a lot of fugazi going on in the spiritual community. And to be for real, I don't want to deal with it. So I'd rather be myself, deal with real people. And from my perspective, me being a judge is working. I deal with a lot of real people, and they all got tremendous light.
You know, one thing about when I first picked up the book, the title said Now Purpose Manual. And everything is always life path numbers. What's your life purpose? After reading the book, I understand why you said now purpose. But can you dig and share with the audience why you say now versus life purpose?
Yeah, it's the key thing with the book, and I'll be honest, there's a lot of repetition, because what I'm doing in that book is breaking down your automatic rejection sensors. I know that's kind of, that's automatic rejection sensors or whatever. That's a real phenomenon. I just made it up. But we all have things that when you hear something, you automatically dismiss it. Like, let me use an example. If you know a lot about the tarot and you see a YouTube video saying beginner tarot, you automatically be like, there's nothing for me to learn. You know, you don't have to think hard. You automatically be like, there's nothing for me to learn, you know? Or if one of your students come and want to share something with you, teacher, sensei, I got something to share with you. You automatically be like, that's my student. You can't teach me nothing. Most people are like that. You know, they have an automatic rejection system or whatever. So when you hear life purpose, you're automatically going to think this has to be big, and this has to be a long-term commitment. This has to be big, and it has to be a long-term commitment. So using the word, my bad, I'm right here. Y'all can hear that?
Yeah, it's coming. It's intermittent.
Okay. As long as y'all can hear me, I'll try to go through but it's like it's coming through like it's coming through like poltergeist. Caroline in the TV.
Caroline, go to the light.
Messing souls up.
But so when people hear life purpose, my calling, my mission, they're automatically thinking, oh, yo, this got to be big. If it's not big, it ain't real. And I'm telling you, my life purpose at one point was reading and watching videos on YouTube. That was my purpose. Then my purpose was to make a YouTube video, to write articles. You know what I mean? It switched. But when you look at it like, okay, what am I doing now? That's what's going to help you discover what you're going to do in the future. You know what I mean? That's the old adage. What you do now will dictate what's going to happen tomorrow. So if you don't do anything today, then you're not going to have anything different to do tomorrow. So the language in that book is written in the present tense to get you moving today, not after Trump out of office, not when Barack comes back, but today. What can you do today? So that's what Now Purpose is about.
You know, knowing what area of your life you need to develop and work on is like, it's like one of the best tips in the book that I've read. And most people don't know where to start.
They don't.
I get a lot of people saying, well, Chris, what did you read? Where do you start? And I always say birth. You know what I mean? But how can someone who doesn't have a clue where to start finding the area they need to start on or work on?
You hit it right on. And for those that have been following your show and seeing your involvement, or not involvement, but your dedication towards health is a fine example. For the past so many years, y'all been focused on spirituality. You know about Chris, Poverty Consciousness, one of the best books you can get. You need to run and get that, Poverty Consciousness on Amazon. Ali is a high endorser of that book. But Chris, he started focusing on finances, which is another area of life. But now both of you together are focused on health, which is an area of life. And now that became y'all's purpose, because y'all are hard body on your health tip or whatever. You know? So that's the first thing that I suggested. If you want to know what area of life is really focused, is your focus? Are you being pulled towards relationships? Are you looking to make your career more fulfilling? Is it your spirituality? Is it personal development? Is it health, mental health, emotional health? You want to narrow down the area of life, and I promise you, once you do that, it's going to become easier seeing what you should focus on or whatever. So that's why I recommend, if you're confused all across the board, what area of your life is your spirit pulling you towards?
You know, becoming a doer and taking action was and still is very challenging for me, even me. You know, my wife called me a flip-flopper. Everybody do. You know what I mean? It's something that I have challenges with that I'm working on.
I'm a flip-flopper, too.
You are. Mm-hmm. We both flip-flop together, and we love it. But we're working on it.
That's right.
But what tips can you give the audience on how to take action and just become a doer?
Great question. There's two ways that our energy works. It's either taking in or putting out. And when you look at the word information, obviously that's something that's putting something in. So that's taking things internal, whatever. And in order to turn on the external dream or externalizing things or doing more work, you need to turn off the information or whatever. So I recommend, if you're not doing anything, stop reading stuff, stop watching things, stop studying things, especially if you have enough information. And you know when you got enough information. You know, someone asks you a question, you can give them an answer. You ain't got to research nothing. You don't need no notes. You know, you may be able to speak about it intelligently for 15 minutes or more. You know what you know. And once you know something, you ain't got to keep studying it. That's why people are researching. Why are you researching? Once you find it, why do you got to feel me? Nigga, stop looking again. All you doing is grossing your ego. Then you put on Facebook and who else knows it? Who else knows? I bet you don't know this, my brother. Oh, you know all that, but do you know this, my brother? Then it becomes a knowledge and jockeying knowledge and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's real. That's weird. Don't deal with weirdo stuff. So if you're debating your information, that means you're ready to do something with it. You didn't get this information just to debate it with your people that look like you. That makes no sense whatsoever. So what I recommend is turn the information off. Now what can you do? Now the information has to come out. Now you're going to start doing something productive. It's real simple, but it's easier to take in information. It's easier to watch videos. You know what I mean? It's easier to read. You know, that's easy. Is it hard to write? Is it hard to start the YouTube? Is it hard to start a radio show? Yeah, that's harder. That's why most people don't do it. So my first tip, turn the information off. I promise you, that's going to get you halfway there to turn the lights.
You know, that was the first tip you gave me at our bills that we used to have back in the day. You would always say, you know what, because I had a lot of questions. And he was like, one thing that's going to help you, Chris, is if you create your own know system. Once you know something, no one can tear you away from it. You already know. And ever since then, I've been looking at the world differently. Instead of asking questions about things that come into my paradigm, I digest it and create my own know system. Mm-hmm. And that helps me explain it better from my own perspective versus regurgitating someone else's perspective and not really having a foundation about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have taken and beautifully developed that into your own. And that's the whole process is it came in all these theories to a crisp knowing. Now you don't have to have me, you know, validate nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody for that matter or whatever. And that's another thing that's hard. Know when you got to that point. I'm going to give y'all a tip. I'm going to give y'all a jewel. Know when you got to a certain point where you really know what you know. And you don't think you know what you know. When you really know what you know, you don't try to convince nobody of it. You don't defend it. Nobody can get you out your hookup. Nobody can say you're wrong and you feel a certain way. I'm on YouTube, yo. I got, 15,000 subscribers. I got ad views, all that good stuff or whatever. There's somebody on YouTube every day telling me I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Every day, somebody tells me I'm wrong. But on the flip side of that, I'm getting thank yous out the butt that far outweighs that you're wrong, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, case in point, so what yesterday said, You can't make the sun blink. But we know as divine conscious though that there's a lot of people making the sun blink.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But that person said, I'm wrong. You're wrong, brother. There's a trick in the eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you say to these people? But if I didn't know for sure that I made the sun blink, that would feel a certain way. That I'd be on there defending myself, defending father, mm-hmm. defending the practice, defense. Oh, no, you know what I mean? I'm not moved to defend nothing. But I don't care what people think. I know what I'm talking about. It may not be true for you, but it's true for me. You know? That's when you know, no. Then you don't have to defend what you know. You feel me?
You know, another thing that I thought was just genius was your lights of awareness in the book. You know, as soon as go ahead, bro.
I said we can't talk about that, my brother. That's in a book. If you want to get that information, you go to Amazon. I'm just playing. You know, niggas be like, hold on, you know, gotta get that for me. Gotta get that book. Gotta get in the book. No, we give it all up, man. We give it all up.
No, I ain't trying to give it all up. But, you know, I like, in another way, I like the way you were able to help people categorize their goals by what's important versus what's not important. Because sometimes when you got all these goals, you get overloaded and you don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. But the way you are able to categorize them by giving someone a visual of how important certain things is, not just the layman 1, 2, 3, 4,
right.
but an actual visual on what things are important versus what aren't important. I just thought that was genius, man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great tool.
Must be mentioned on this episode, to be honest. In all seriousness, because that was the basis for Now Purpose. To be honest, that was the download that gave me the vision for Now Purpose, where the lights of awareness. Once I got that, I was like, it was like deity linked. Once I got the motto, how to link deities, then the book wrote itself. Once I got lights of awareness, I wrote the book around lights of awareness. And for those who don't know what we're speaking of, the lights of awareness are the motives that go on in your conscious or subconscious mind. They're the things that we know we should be doing, the things that we know we want to do more, the things that we want to stop doing, or the things that we want to do more of, or whatever. They're playing all the time, but we don't take conscious inventory of these things or whatever. So they just keep playing in the subconscious loop. So light and awareness is about putting light on that with hitting in the darkness so you can focus on it more. It's a very, very tool for the defining purpose.
That's real. You know, Now Purpose of spirituality is like it's true. You really have to know what you're doing in order to follow your spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lost a lot of friends. I lost pretty much all my family members. But in return, I've gained a whole new connection, a reconnection with my spiritual family. So that's something that you taught me early on, and I was like, I'm never going to lose contact with my family. I don't know what he's talking about. But the more I gained light and the more I grew spiritually, the more I noticed my family started looking at me like a crazy person. But my spiritual family was loving me like, wow, you're this, you're that. So, you know, one thing I want the audience to listen to know is when you do follow the spiritual path and really go hard body at it, you're going to lose your family, but you're going to gain some newfound friends, you know?
Yeah, beautifully put, bro. And I'll go a step further. If you haven't lost friends and or family, you're really outgoing spiritually. And it sounds very sinister and it sounds very mean, but anytime you change anything, your vibration is going to change. Once your vibration changes, you're going to attract different things in your life. So if you're not attracting different things in your life, your vibration hasn't changed whatsoever, you know? It's a real true phenomenon. This isn't Ali theory or twin flame theorem or anything like that. This is something we bear witness to many people on the path. This is a common thing. You lose friends and family, all things are weird. Then after you get past that, those same friends and family will come for your help. That's the way it works. Weird, but it does. Quiet.
I'm starting to see that now. I'm seeing little messages of my family members asking me spiritual questions.
Mm-hmm.
The full moon's coming up, Chris. What should I do? I heard about this mound. You ever heard of mounds? And they're small trinkles. But when we're around family, they don't bring it up.
Nah, it's always a one-on-one.
You
and
know.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Because mm-hmm. that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Another
thing. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, Ali, you have an uncanny ability to make people work. And you made me work. I mean, and you made it fun. And it's like, I understand why, but can you tell the audience why is doing the work so important when growing on your spiritual path?
Yeah, man. Once again, it goes by the two beings that inspired me, Dr. Gibson and Brother Pettit. You know, they put in work, man. They don't talk about the philosophizing. They give you actual practices or lead you to practices, things to do more than just philosophy or whatever. So I only share what works for me. It worked for me. That's why I share it. The information didn't work for me. Information aid. Why are we not all enlightened? You know, why quote unquote black people are not advanced? It's just information. So it's this common thing. When you look at it, lets you know that it's more than information. And they say that knowledge is power. And early on, I found out that applied knowledge or applied information is power, not just information alone. So once I started doing things, the more I did, the more I wanted people to do, to be honest. And when I really unlocked it and knew that it was working, then people seen that it was working. So it's like it's a 100 monkey syndrome. Somebody see you doing something, then they want to do it. See?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a lot of people, I don't get salty if people are, quote, unquote, doing the same thing I'm doing. Imitation is the best form of flattery, man. We all supposed to inspire people. I'm the first person to write a book, not the first person to do a radio show, podcast. I'm not the first person. So why can't I be upset with the second person doing or whatever? And I know that blocks you. What I do is encourage it. You know what I mean? Like, y'all know, I told y'all I got somebody that took my whole bio word for word. I didn't contact him. Like, brother, you can't do that. I was like, damn, I'm flattered. You look up to me tremendously. You know what I mean? It just using that energy, not dealing with haterism and stuff. Like, I don't deal with all that stuff, man. That stuff is corny. That's weird. You know what I mean? It's just, I just put in work, man. Just put in work, and then it works for me. So that's why I inspire other people to do it. It's a real simple thing. It's not really that deep. Put in work.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because when you told me about when that happened, you know, I'm a protector by nature. And when people,
yeah.
I love, feel, I mean, when people take advantage, I'm like, what? Man. But he was like, man, calm down, big bro. He can take my stuff, but he can't take my light. Okay, so that was a jewel for me. So when people start stealing my genius, they can't take my light.
I'm glad you brought that up. And that comes from, and honestly, yo, and that comes from just maintaining who I am. Maintaining that, you know what I mean? I came from where I came from. I wasn't weird before I was spiritual. You know what I mean? Just a regular person at the end of the day, you know? And I like to say, you know, I like to say I was cool before spirituality. You know, I mean, people is always, you know, taking our style, vocabulary, the way we speak, and you know, man, it's always been like that. So when it happens in spirituality, I ain't tripped. It's cool. But what you said though, they can't take it right. And that's the deepest thing, man. You are a unique person. Everyone's unique. There's things about me that aren't appealing. Like I'm very kind of abrasive. That turns people off. You know, but I embrace it. I think I'm like, it's cool. That's part of my personality. And it's my life. And if I be myself, I know I'm a fact who I'm out here to attack. And the reason why a lot of people aren't getting their results is because you're not being your authentic self. You know? They came on saying that. I speak regular. I talk good. You know, I'm being my regular self. So I'm attacking people that vibe with that. You know? That's my life. You know, so I stole my words, they can't take my energy, my light, the way I am. They have nothing similar to the way I portray myself. They're different. So they can take your words, they can take your style, they can take everything, but they can't take your unique imprint. That's very important. You got to be a master of your unique imprint.
Jules. You know, not only is just not a talker, I believe he's more of a helper than anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's helped us. He got a certified numerology.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me get a different perspective on my spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
He led me to the master.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the master accelerator class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Soul Glow Spiritual Retreat.
The list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. You know, is there anything you want to tell the audience listening on how they can have fun while learning with you?
Have fun. I don't want to overstate the question, big bro. Have fun while learning.
Well, you know, for me, the Soul Glow Spiritual Retreat was like fun. You had some lectures in there. We were learning and building and having fun at the same time. Tahuti knew me. You kept everybody engaged. You you have a way of making doing work fun. So if there's anybody out there listening, wondering like, wow, I want to learn from Ali, where can I go and start?
Oh, okay, I got you, bro. Hey, for real, and I say this with no ego, anything that's live, that's just my personality. I'm serious by nature. By myself, without no people, I'm very serious, you know what I'm saying? But I have a very intense energy. So when I work with people, I understand how to get through barriers. I know that do that with laughter. I learned that from comedians. They get on stage, they break it with laughter, and then they got you after that. So I'm mad silly. I'm very relaxed, very down to earth. So I would say anything that is live with me that you're gonna learn and you're gonna have fun. But that's just my style or whatever. I don't take this spirituality too serious. That's the problem I see with a lot of people. It's way too serious. We know as connectors of the sun, as solar adepts or whatever, you need to be jovial. You need to be relaxed. You know, I crack all the time about. I'm out there in the sun listening to Wu-Tang, Nas. You know, I ain't out there listening to Gunna Pop Me. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you can do, like, you can go out there to the Beastie Boys or Metallica. Mm-hmm. It's whatever brings you joy, whatever evokes that emotion in you or whatever. So it's not good. For most people, it's not going to be done too serious, too stringent, especially melanated people. We have a natural kind of looseness. That rock the mom, you know what I mean? It's chill. You go to any Caribbean environment, it's real chills. It ain't very intense, serious, you know what I'm saying? So I do my best to do that when I work with people. I make people comfortable. You know, something big brush takes a lot of pride when making people feel comfortable. I think at this point, I'm very gifted at that. And also, I know the right triggers in people. Especially 101, I know what triggers to push. What things to do, what things to say, what things to challenge you to do that will increase productivity. You know what I mean? As funny as it may sound.
That's real. I've always had a question, bro. Does Ali rest? Because it's just like, you just keep hitting us with bangers and just things to do. And it's like, man, I need to wake up. But does this dude rest?
Yo, that's once again, knowing yourself, you have to, you know, I'm big on self-awareness, man. I'm big on everyone's not different. I'm big on saying that. They said that we're all alike. I said we're all different. We're not alike. I said, you know what I mean? We are all different, whatever. And by us being different, you have to know your unique imprint once again. That comes in self-awareness. Me being aware of myself, I'm one of those people that can work sun up to sun down and not take a break. Not one of those things that people just talk about. It's a real phenomenon. And they deal with spirituality. It deals with mundane work. I can do that physical work. Physical labor, mental labor. I can just work. I have a long, what they call stamina or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you also have to know what to put your energy into. Because I've been burnt putting my energy hard body into things that didn't move the needle. Case in point, I had a T-shirt company. I went hard body. I created like 5 T-shirts. I sold maybe 5 total. You know what I mean? But I went hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, the guy was hard body. morning to evening. Oh, I'm getting this T-shirt. You know what I mean? I know I'm getting it in or whatever. You know, and I did. I created shirts that ain't sell well. But my point was, because my energy is so intense or whatever, I had to learn how to throttle it, or whatever. So work schedule is going to be different for other people. You have to find your own work schedule. But Chris said, do I have a rest? Hell yeah, I'll rest. And now that I'm getting older, I get more work done in a little less time. I once heard a father, Dr. Gibson, say, you'd be surprised how much work I get done, but how much rest I do. And I know that he takes like power naps and stuff. But you know, the God, the master, writes 20 million books a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you feel rested, whatever, because he's self-aware. And me personally, like, I just believe Now Purpose Manual. And to be honest, that was supposed to be the third book. The second book supposed to be an Ultra Magic Manual. Well, that book's up to, what, 60 pages? If I print it today, it's a 60-page book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just work. Just work.
I was going to bring up the Alter Magic book because I remember before you even announced that you were writing it, I had a dream about you doing magic on my altar. And I brought it up to you and I said, so what's this next book going to be about? And you just started laughing. He was like, wow.
He burnt your altar down in that dream.
Yeah, he burnt it. He set my altar on fire.
Yeah, I remember that. See, that's the thing. When you have spiritual people and gifts, man, they bring up things. But she knew kind of what was going on, but didn't know the complete story, you know. So she brought it up. But she sat on it like, I'm not going to ever bring it up, you know, cause I don't want to be wrong. That's where the ego comes in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I remember Sis too. That, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, that book for real, it's been in the works for a minute. You know, but y'all know I work on God's time, divine time. I don't care about human time or deadlines whatsoever. I follow spiritual. When they say now is the time, that's when it gets done or whatever. But the Ultra Magic Manual, that's going to be a banger. That's the follow-up to Deity Lincoln's Manual, and that will complete the Ultra series. So that's, you know, part of why I want to leave on Earth, don't alter. It'll be encapsulated in those two books for real.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get to, because When you told us a little bit about what you were writing about and everything, me and Chris were just like, oh, that's going to be good. And when you came out with the Now Manual, although we were excited about it, I was a little salty, like, well, what happened to the Ultra Magic book? But I'm glad to hear that you're still working on that and it's coming out.
Well, damn, I'll send it to you if you want it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you want a few people, so it's already done. Like, that joint's a banger, man. I share this with y'all in the world. Actually, it's in a book. On that house in Hamilton or whatever, on Campbell or whatever. Like, I was sitting there in my office typing a book, typing Ultra Magic Manual, a chapter in there. And our youngest Shay or whatever, he came in the office while I'm typing that book. Just came in out of the blue. And he went to my bookshelf and he grabbed Father's How to Discover Your Spiritual Parents book. And he grabbed it and he was like, Dad, I want to know who my spiritual parents are while I'm writing Alter Magic Manual. And I had to put that in there. I'm writing with my son comes in talking about spiritual parents. In the chapter I'm writing, yeah, it was called The God. That's the way to do it.
You know, one of my abilities is to be able to take someone's work, look at their body of work, and apply it to me and do it on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you introduced being sovereign to me. You know, ever mm-hmm. since I was a kid, I was taught to go to school, graduate college, and go to work. And you're going to retire one day. And then you mentioned to me, like, brother, there's no way to live like that. You know, I want to be sovereign. I was like, wow, be sovereign? Okay, that sounds cool. And then next thing you know, you became sovereign. So that's one thing I'm working on myself. Like, I'm getting myself together, getting these tools ready so I can become sovereign. And I see more teeth when I see you now that you're sovereign than I did when you were working. Because you're always smiling. You're in a good mood. Money's flowing to you much easier without no labor. So how has being sovereign changed your life?
True indeed, bro. But once again, I feel like one of those. Trust me, I'm not making a comparison. I know I'm not on that level. But like celebrities like LeBron James and entertainers and stuff, when people ask them about their success, they're like, "Man, it wasn't always like that." That's one of those things where it wasn't always easy. You know what I mean? Case in point, when y'all first met me, I was still working. You know, I was still driving a truck, but I was also teaching. I was a spiritual teacher at that point, so I had an online presence and stuff. But y'all met me. What many people call a baby mansion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in order to get sovereign, I had to leave that lifestyle. I couldn't stay in that house and be sovereign. You know what I mean? I knew that. And many people wouldn't have made that choice. You know what I'm saying? Knowing people say, oh, he fell off and all of this stuff. So many people don't want to take the downside. They don't want to take a step back, whatever. I recognize that, and because my ego wasn't in it, I was like, I don't care about this material stuff. I get rid of it. In order for me to get off the plantation, get rid of my house, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? That was an easy decision for me. But the people, they struggle with that, man. They struggle with it. So I had to make the hard decision in order to get top. I don't want to leave that out. It'll be harder for most people. It wasn't that hard for me to make.
You know, that's one thing that we learned. We were living out in Mason, big old crib, nice things galore. And in order for us to grow spiritually, we had to give all that up, live small so we can grow big spiritually. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that, you know, mostly our people need to learn. It's not about impressing anyone. It's about your growth. If you maintained all this stuff and you're not really growing spiritually, try letting it go. And then living small and then growing spiritually. I mean, that's the biggest jewel I learned from you, too.
Also, yeah, bro. Not to be attached to things.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make it more rewarding when I do gain the material stuff that I gain from working, you know, at a job. When I gain that material stuff from spirituality, it's going to be way more fulfilling when it's not based on my credit, how much money I made, you know, per year. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know spiritually, this is why I can't. I'm doing my purpose, but I'm reaping the material gains as well. Because I do believe spiritual people, we should be afforded nice things, nice luxury homes, and nice floor seats at the game and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But when you're doing something that compromises your life, like a lot of people go to a job they hate, then it ain't worth it. When you're doing something you love and you're getting things that you want materially, I don't think there's no greater satisfaction. Like, I get stuff now knowing that is I got it based on what I do spiritually. It's very rewarding. Very rewarding.
I agree with that because I help people find work. I tell them you're going to get more money and you're going to get the job of your dreams. And when people come back a week or a month later and say, you know, they're verbally crying to me like, thank you, Chris, I couldn't have done it without your resume. It makes me feel good. The first three resumes, it was challenging me charging people money for it. But I was like, charge it. And people appreciate when you charge them versus when
Hell
you give
them. They do.
It's weird how that works out.
And, y'all, I remember low-key, within distance, you know what I mean? Y'all listen to the show, you know, Chris, the martial arts master. Don't get it twisted. This dude's nice. He's nice with the hands, nice with the elbows, all that stuff. And I remember being at his crib or whatever, and I remember the situation. I knew I was almost at arm's length, and I made sure I wasn't all the way at arm's length in case I had a run. But when you were telling me about the resume, you weren't charging, I got mad. Like, hold on, bro. Oh, you getting people jogging and charging them? Like, what are you doing to yourself, bro? Like, you know, man, I got upset. I was gonna lie. He knew I was upset, too. But, I made sure I could run if I had to, you know.
But, you know, even I need to be challenged. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because that's what a real friend does. Mm-hmm. Is a real friend doesn't always gas you up.
Right.
And that's one thing you never do. You never gas me up. If I need help or if I'm challenging a situation, you tell me, get to work, man. What are you waiting on?
Ollie is very raw.
Yeah.
Very what? What'd you say, Sid?
Raw. You tell it like it is. No apologies.
Unapologetically
also,
raw.
Yeah. Hey, I want to highlight this, too, because I appreciate all the accolades and stuff. Like I said, man, like, a lot of people say that you're so real, down to earth, and pull all that good stuff. But the thing that I think that doesn't get recognized so much, man, is, like, I'm very accepting, and I'm non-judgmental. Like, I don't care. And I learned that from Dr. Gibson. You know what I'm saying? Just being unconditional love. Mother and father, actually, both of them. Unconditional love. Students, friends, family. I don't hold anybody to some standard. Like, you have to do this or you're not X, Y, Z. I'm very accepting. I understand we got flaws, personality traits, idiosyncrasies. You know what I mean? There's all these things that make us unique. I recognize that. I don't try to change nobody. I only change people when they express they want to change. I only change people after they express they want to change. If you're around me, you don't want to write a book, I ain't going to say nothing to you. But you damn sure better not tell me, Ali, I want to write a book. Then it becomes a problem. Hey, what's up? What you got to do? You know what I mean? That's what it's going to be different. The whole complexion of the relationship changed. Once you express that you want change, that's based on my soul. I'm a transformation. That's what I do. I transform. You feel me? That's my goal. You want to be transformed and be around a transformer and not think you don't transform. You feel me? Don't die like that.
That's real. I remember when I was working on The Enlightened Talk, my first book, you would come over and you were like, you got the book? What's up with the book? I'm like, man, I'm like 30, 40 pages in. You was like, let me see. I was like, man, this dude want to see it? Okay. So the next time I invited him over, I was like, I got to get some more of this work in because I know he's going to inquire. But the biggest thing that I learned early on when we first met was learning to be indifferent to things, either over happy or over sad. And that helped me grow. Because sometimes you hear things and you get your ego in it, your emotions rise, you're no longer growing. You're stuck in that emotion. That ego sits with you for days. So I'm like indifferent on things. You know, I used to have a requirement. You gotta learn an anima core to be my homie. That's still a requirement.
No comment.
We got a lot of callers on the line. We're at the top of the hour, but if there's anyone who would like to ask Ali a question, or well, are you accepting questions, Ali?
Yeah, you know, I love the fam. I want to hear from the fam. Definitely call me.
Well, if there's anyone out there who want to ask some questions, feel free to raise your hand. Ali's here.
And if you're online, you can give us a call at 619-924-0835. And again, all you got to do is hit the number 1 and we'll bring you online. Speak to the God.
Okay. Brother Francis Rebels Bay, the elder, one of my, man, legend.
An elder.
He does have a question. Shout out to the legend, Elder, man.
Dragon.
Yeah,
he is a dragon.
Hey, let me say this, man. Hold on, bro. Hold on. I'm a long-time listener. Well, first-time guest, long-time listener of Twin Flame Radio. Honestly, I've listened to every show minus maybe 2. Last week, I didn't know the time change, and 1 week I had to go to the studio. So I've listened to this all the shows. And your mean to the dragon is very unpleasing.
Thank you.
We're not here to defend ourselves. You have your queen on there, but she's a female. That's wrong for you to be mean to the dragon. So I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Now the dragons, man, I'll come after you, man. Dragons flock together.
Hell no. Well, y'all animals, we the only mythological creature. We don't deal with y'all animals. You heard?
Right.
Back to the question from the elder.
We're magical.
I love dragons.
No, you don't. You mean?
Well, Elder's question is, as one comes into their purpose, does one always influence their environment?
Yes, that because your environment influences you, and you influence your environment. Let me use something real hood. You can take the nigga out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the nigga or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's similar thing or whatever. So it's like when you move into a new house, you want to change that house the way you like it or whatever. But because you live in that area, you might do things differently. Let me use the hood example again. You come from the hood to the suburbs, you might cut your grass a little bit more based on your location. You may make sure the hedges are a little bit crisper and stuff like that. So your environment is going to change, but you're going to change as well. It's a symbiotic thing. As you change the environment changes. If you change, your environment will change as well. When you increase your vibration, you might clean your house more. You know, you might rearrange it based on feng shui. You might not consciously know feng shui, but subconsciously, you're going to arrange the house in a way that's conducive for your current energy or whatever. That's automatic. So I would say emphatically, yes.
Good question. All right, and we got a caller on the line. We got someone from Ohio, 513-638. Peace, you on the air. What's your name?
Hey, guys, this is Jasmine.
Hey, what it do?
The medium. The medium.
The large. She's the large one, bro. Jazz the large.
The large. Oh, I like that. I like that. I accept. I was just calling in to say hello, of course. I got to say hello to the fam. Got some of my favorite people on the line. Congrats to Ali on your book. I got the book here. What I like about the book so far is, and I'm just now really digging in, is that you can use it like a workbook. So it's not just like a book that you're reading, you know. It gives you opportunity to take notes. It's almost like an exercise book, and that's what I like about it. And it provides great examples. So I'm excited to really dig in and to read it. So
y'all,
I just wanted to say that.
Hey, Jazz, for one thing, you know, I absolutely love you. You know, you're one of my favorite people. Love your energy, man. Love watching you develop it to your own. I'm glad you brought that up because it would do a humanity a disservice to have a book of purpose that was just information and there were no call to action and stuff like that. So you brought that up, and there's a lot of exercise, a lot of examples. So if you read that book front to back and you don't have something to do, like, you really didn't read it. Like, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You read that whole book, you ain't got something to do. You ain't read it, but you ain't done the exercise stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, I learned by writing. And reading that, it forces you to write down, you know, it kind of helps you to, I remember when we took your master class and you had gave us that example, and I was like, it's almost as if you're setting up a vision board, like, you know, it almost as if you're setting a goal, and it's kind of from what I've seen when I scanned through the book, that's kind of like what I see. It's almost as if you're placing examples right in front of your face to set the goals you need to set to get to where you need to get. But you make it so much easier to understand, which is good. So,
yeah.
Really excited about it.
Yep, you got
it. And shout out to you and your book, Chris. I love that book, Poverty Consciousness.
Thanks.
So, I'll probably be reading that again. A lot of people, my friends, be like, well, let me borrow your book. I'll be like, you know, it's on Amazon. I'll be trying to get your own copy on Amazon.
I heard that.
This ain't one of those books to read once.
It's
one of those books
you
to keep on
the
shelf. Support the bro.
I accept. And since Jazz, you got your own thing going on too, you want to share something about yourself?
Sure.
Jazz the Large.
I'm the medium. I do mediumship. Mediumship is my main thing. I do mediumship amongst other things, but I also provide guidance and consultation. So, and I'm a lot like, I pick As a matter of fact, I mirror my style through Ali. I just like to have fun. I like to make people laugh, you know. It's just talking to me is like having a regular conversation, you know. I don't judge you. I don't make you feel uncomfortable or anything like that. So if anyone wants to contact me, I'm on Facebook under Jasmine Medium or Jasmine Bell. You can hit me up at any time. I'm always open to give readings.
Hey, Jazz, the last BC broadcast we did or whatever, somebody left a comment asking about you as well. If you want to personally go respond to him. I gave him your info, but you may want to personally respond to him as well.
I'm sorry, Ali, I didn't quite.
I bet
you're going in and out. you're going in and out. You know, really, you're going in and out. What'd you say?
Yeah, I hear static. You can't hear me?
It was like a lot of static when you were talking.
Okay. I don't know the frequency. I don't know what's going on. It's weird, though. I'm hearing static every time I speak. I was saying on that last YouTube broadcast, someone left a message wanting to contact you. I responded to them, but you may want to personally respond to them as well.
Okay, great. I'll go back and look. I think her name was Cole, so I'll go back and find her.
Everybody trying to holler at you, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get at you to meet the Lord.
Charge up.
Already done.
You know what? Ali, you helped me get past that too, because before it was very uncomfortable. But then I had to realize that it takes a great amount of energy to read people. Just like when you go to work and you're working every day, it takes a great amount of energy and your employer pays you to exhaust all your energy while you're at work. It's the same thing when you're giving readings or making resumes or doing consultations or writing books or, you know, taking care of a website with 100 plus people on it. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of energy, so...
I'm glad you got a very good recognition, because you want to go to work and not get paid. And I tell you, this is a plus degree. It's more uncomfortable not having lights and electric and food. You get a lot more uncomfortable not having food and electricity and that stuff that costs money. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I noticed that when I would read my friends for free, they wouldn't take me as seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go ask somebody else and get the and pay somebody else and get the same answer. So I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. That's real.
It's just time to be a little bit more serious. So.
Yep. You deserve
it.
I'm glad you done.
Thank you. And I'm just so happy to have all of y'all in my life. I love the thing pie. That's my place.
Aww,
and I appreciate what you're doing with my son.
Oh, you're welcome.
I told him I was gonna listen to your show. He said, tell him I'm practicing my stick. So he's practicing his stick. And thanks to you, he refers to himself as a sun god.
Okay.
He's starting to show some interest here.
May have to get him out there meditating then after class.
Mm. You know what,
it's
he might just
about,
like it and it might help him.
It's something about when you see a young man and they come to you with their little ugly style that they have, and then you transform them, you give them jewels, and they merge their ugly style with their jewels, and they make their own style, and they get their confidence. That's priceless. That's how you live forever. He's going to always remember me making him into a man, and he's going to make another man a man, and he's going to remember the man that made him a man. So it's just, I love that. I love that. It's really rewarding.
And you know that punch is the top of the town, so.
I already know. I knew if somebody stepped to him, they're going to get popped. And I'm not teaching children to hurt people, but I am teaching them to defend themselves.
Nah,
they have no problem with that
because
I beat them.
It
sounds
bullied.
Weird. He could pop to the face in
class.
I was
tired. Yeah. He was seriously bullied, so he's not scared no more.
Yeah, that's over.
He's only a
you train with me.
In, so.
I don't train any punks. You know, in class, I'm real serious. That's another side of me. I teach you how to be men out here. And he won't have that problem no more.
Nope. And his temper is better, too. Temperament's better.
Yeah, something about when you become strong, you don't need to pop off anymore because your spirit does the talking for you. And I talked to him about that. It's going to get better. He's going to become more softer, but you're going to feel his strength more. Yeah.
That's good. That's what I'm hoping for. T-Rex.
Winning.
I'm not going to hold you guys up. I'm going to get back to mommy duties. Love the show, great show, guys. I love you all.
You love you back.
Love you too, Jess.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow, sis. All right. So, Ali, why don't you remind the family about where they can purchase the Now Purpose Manual, along with the Tahuti Numi, another great book that you put out, best-selling book that came out previously.
Okay. SLE, hold on. L9shop.com, the online stores where you can cop the book, unfortunately from us, that's EL9shop.com, or if you feel more comfortable, you can get it to Amazon.com and just search the name Now Purpose Manual.
And can you also tell the family how to reach you if they want to reach you to learn about some of the services that you provide?
Okay, my main hub and the best way to get in contact with all my old friends, and if you need to contact me as well, is salimyers.com. It's the same as my name, salimyers.com. And from there, you can contact me. You can look at my flagship program, which is the Spiritual Master Accelerator Program. That is where my energy is. That's my best offering as to work with me. The way I like to say is I charge $100 a half an hour, $200 an hour to work with me directly, to speak with me one-on-one. And if you're looking for like tutelage, mentorship, you need an environment to really flourish into your own, I created that from what I can tell and what people are telling me with the accelerator program. And that's at spiritualaccelerator.com. So that's the best thing you can do to work with me. And also all my other, like my one-on-one consultation services and any other events I have going on, like the social spiritual retreat, you know, you can find that at salimyers.com.
Okay, you were breaking up a little bit, but I heard you, but I'm just going to reiterate it. So you mentioned the Soul Glow Spiritual Retreat. If anyone's interested in becoming a part of a legendary annual spiritual powerful event, then you want to go to SILEMYERS.com.
Yeah.
Soul Glow number 3.
Yeah. We're lifers. My daughter's going with us this time.
Yeah.
My mama's going.
Hey, yeah, shout out to Lil D, man. That's my people. You get to watch her coming to her own. I feel like an uncle. So, like, I'm no, the moon got to come correct eventually. You have to deal with dad and me. Like, I'm becoming, she, a divine conscious soul out here. You have to go through some, you have to have your requisites up. You need to see resumes and stuff. You better have Chris do your resume.
Right, you got to withstand one of my head books just to ask her on a date.
You know what I mean? She might be in a category with my daughter, man. Like, oh, no, no, man.
Shoot. Got you.
Yeah, girls are different, man. Mad protective. Mad protective.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I can't even go to the mall with my daughter no more. I get tired of me mugging hundreds of young men. Get tired of that. But it's awesome.
Young company. Has to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
It is.
I'm not looking forward to that. I'm really not. I'm really not.
Man, you just don't know. Well, Ali, we want to thank you for joining us. Is there anything else you want to share before we bring the show to a close?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity. Even though we fam, we, you know what I mean, in the flesh, really, for real, fam. You know what I mean? Not like Facebook fans or something like that. is definitely worth requesting. Got to come on here and be myself, which I do my best as being myself. So I appreciate the opportunity to do that. And definitely appreciate the opportunity to fill the airwaves. Even though we're good friends and stuff like that, I don't take it for granted, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all allowing me to come on here and share a little bit of my truth. And I appreciate it. And next week too, I might as well announce it on here as I depart, man. I've been getting mad requests and stuff, and I ain't delivered what I promised yet, so I don't like doing that. But it's still going down. But until then, we probably gonna come.
You broke up.
Hello.
Yeah, you there? We missed you.
Okay, I said we probably gonna come back on the airways on the radio probably next Sunday after all the requests and all this stuff or whatever. So
okay.
Yeah, literally. I ended it wrong because we ain't set everything up yet for the live joint. But I like delivering what I promised. So until then, I'll probably come back on the air. So.
People
gonna
get their man right.
Brother Station still be back on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Brother Station.
Amarius the sister station. Y'all,
right,
you the brother
there
station.
There we go. Hilarious.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that. That's great. I know everybody's happy to
hear
that.
People ask me, like,
when Ali coming out? I say, ask Ali.
Right.
You ask me. My name is not Ali. I know I'm a dragon, but I am not Ali.
Hey. So, I'm tired of the answer for real. So. Yeah, and plus, I'm just being on, like, that's all, like, shoot, it's so good to come on y'all's show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being on it, I'm just interacting with the fam. I love that, really do.
Yeah.
But people don't get that. If people don't get to interact with real people, it ain't too gazy, you know what I mean? So.
And sign up for his YouTube channel, because he has live YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. I'm at work midday. I stop my day.
Oh,
to join the live shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who listens.
But that's the great thing about YouTube, is even if you can't catch it live, you can still go back and watch it. So.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Hey, yo, YouTube is by far, I've been telling people this, and I will say it until it changes, man. YouTube is by far the best social media you can deal with. If you're wanting to get into spiritual business, you want to help people, YouTube is by far better than Facebook, Twitter, Instagram put together. The thing with YouTube, though, is people are scared to be on video. If you're on video, you can't hide. If you're ugly, fat, if you don't know what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? You can't hide that. And if you're doing it live, you can't erase that. You know, when you're live, that's live, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? No mistake. Like, you can't get that back. It's out there like that. You feel me? So, for me, so I did all my YouTube videos in one take anyway. I ain't edit my videos, my stutter. I don't care. As long as the information is solid, I'm good. You know what I mean? My ego ain't in there like that. So, YouTube Live was easy transition. Long story short, man, get on YouTube as fast as you can because it's going to change. I told y'all Facebook's going to change. Y'all seeing that. YouTube is going to change. Not going to be totally free in the future. Mark my words. Get in now so you can be a I'm a YouTube partner. They give me free help, like $1,000 worth of help. So I got subscribers and all that stuff. So get in early. That's all I recommend. So don't want to keep yapping, y'all. Peace to the God. Peace to the fan. I'll leave from the planet while I was signing out.
Peace and love, man.
Bro. Man. You know, when you talk about Ali, it's kind of like trying to describe love. It's multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he only shares an inkling of himself, and that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like on Five Heartbeats when dude was like, "I know you." You know what I'm saying? I've been with you.
You're so goofy. You know Ali is in that movie.
Yeah, but on a serious note, if you have an altar up,
mm-hmm.
and you have questions about deities, you have a question about how to set your altar up,
mm-hmm.
any question about altars, deity linkage is like a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to learn how to the definition of a word or spell a word or enunciate a word, you get a dictionary
mm-hmm.
before Google.
Right.
So there is no internet altar thing right now. You need deity linkage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must-have. It's a legendary book.
It's a great book.
I've had the book for 2 years, and I'm still reading it. It's true.
It is.
It's in my work bag right now.
Mm-hmm.
Telling y'all, man, deity linkage is legendary. A lot of people, I'm rock with Tahuti, Ogun Oshun.
Shango.
Deity linkage goes through a plethora of pantheons
mm-hmm.
of deities you can rock with. You know what I'm saying? The way he blended numerology and astrology, legendary.
He took two of my favorite things and made it fun, numbers and gods.
It made it fun. It made it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the deities on most of the deities on my altar right now came because of that book. I don't know the math.
And one of the great things about the Now Purpose Manual is that it's not just a book that you read from front to end. You actually are putting in work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's true to form when he says that he makes people think about their purpose and, you know, he's the call to action guru,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and he proves that in that book. So you're actually going in the book. You can't read it beginning to end. If you're reading it beginning to end, like he said, you're not doing work. So you have to read it. Do the exercises, do the call to actions, and you evolve, you grow. I mean, it's just, that's a great concept.
You know, I'm going to share with the family what I did with the book. Instead of writing in the book, I wrote it in a Word pad.
Yeah.
And then I went back and read what I wrote,
mm-hmm.
and it reassured me that I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nothing else.
Right.
Everything I need to grow, everything I need to win is already in me.
Mm-hmm.
What that book helped me do is categorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what's more important. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And that's legendary. People need that. People are so unstructured that we need structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And one final thing is about Ali is the programs that he offers. He helps people who are searching for, you know, once they're on this spiritual path, now what? What do I do now? What are the next steps? How do I find myself? How do I grow? How do I evolve? What do I do with this information that I have? You know, so and all the programs that he offers are really great with helping you to build up and find out who you really are and get in touch with your higher self. So
you got to think about it. If someone was charging $5 an hour for a reading, how much faith would you put in them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to a doctor and your copay is just 10 cents? Like, he don't know what he's doing. But if someone's charging $100 a half an hour and $200 an hour, they're doing it because it works.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to charge that much because it'll drain them if they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, help me out. If you want to win, I'm a winner now. I'm honored to know the dude, the God. So if you want to win, look him up, man. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, fam, we're going to go ahead and bring it to the end. We had another great show. And again, we appreciate S. Ali Myers for coming on and sharing some jewels with the fam. Tune in next Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern time. We will be talking about the importance of children having male role models in their lives.
Definitely. It's an epidemic right now that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, until then, family, we're going to be out. We will you all a beautiful evening and a peaceful work week. And we will see you next Sunday evening, same time, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on Block Talk Radio. Twin Flame.
Radio. Mm-hmm. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
That's all you get?
I'm serious today, baby. I'm playing.
And with that, fam, we out. Peace and love.
Peace.